Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This year, we are praying for the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. In our circuit alone, three pastors are retiring. Holy Cross, St. Peter, and Bethlehem and Zion are each having their pastor retire. More than that, there are five positions that will be open. In addition to the three pastors retiring, Salem is still waiting to receive another associate pastor, and Holy Cross has not filled their associate pastor position. So there are three pastors retiring and five positions that are needing filled. Our circuit is not alone. It is the time that many of the baby boomer generation pastors will begin to consider retiring or to retire itself. The number of graduates from both of the seminaries combined was not enough to fill all the churches that had requested a pastor from them. What is more, the United States has already begun receiving missionaries from other nations as a mission field. And so we pray that that God will send out laborers into his harvest. Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And Jesus told the disciples these words after he himself had been traveling village to village and town to town, preaching and teaching his word. He saw the situation there, that the crowds were like a sheep without a shepherd. And he had compassion on them. Although the people had the Pharisees were not honorable leaders. They had been harassing the people, and they had been driving the people from Jesus, the very one they needed the most. So Jesus told his disciples to pray earnestly that God would send out pastors. Today, the field continues to be ripe for harvest. The field is always ready. It is not that we can look into the hearts of others and see that they're ready. In fact, if we were able to look into the hearts at all, we would see that they are not ready. The hearts are full of sin. They are turned 180 degrees against God and his ways. Yet we never know whose heart God will turn to the preaching of his word. Every heart begins in sin, turned away from God and his love, but the gospel of his Son, Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection, is the only thing with the power to turn those hearts to God. At the same time that it is ripe, the condition of the field is also very similar to that of our gospel text. Too many of those teaching in churches today do not point to Jesus alone as the way to be saved. Since Jesus told us that the only way to be saved is through him alone, that means that these pastors are not honorable leaders either. Sadly, it may even be that in some LCMS churches, it is the case that pastors do not point to Christ alone. But at least in LCMS churches, we have the doctrine, sola Christo, only by Christ, which proclaims that truth, even if the pastor does not. So we need laborers sent out today, just as Jesus would send out the 12 two by two as listed in the next verses. Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanian, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. The laborer deserves his food." Jesus told the disciples to only go to the house of Israel. These directions may seem very peculiar to us after hearing so many times that Jesus came not only to save the Jews, but also the Gentiles, which would include the Samaritans. His word here must be taken as we sometimes have to take the word of an earthly father in trust. Trusting that if we do what our father says, things will work out the way they need to. Here, Jesus didn't send out his disciples to the Samaritans and the Gentiles. And for the apostles, that may have sounded like regular instructions. That would not have been surprising to them as it is for us today. But later, Jesus would send out his disciples, and even later still in the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, God tells Peter to eat food that had formerly been forbidden. And he also tells him to go and speak to the Gentiles. And not only Peter, but all of the apostles are to go and preach to the Gentiles. That was unexpected to the apostles. They had not expected God to turn around and say, now you can eat that food. Now you can go and speak to those people. And yet God commanded to do both. Today, God's word can have the same effect on us. It can seem peculiar or unexpected. Hate your families. That is, love God far more than your own mother or your father, your own siblings or your own children. Love God more. This seems pretty unexpected, and yet Jesus commands us to do it. And there is a right way to live sexually. This may seem peculiar in today's society, where so many sexual sins are not only not condemned, but seen as everyday things. But again, God has given us His word, which reveals that those who practice such things and continue to practice them will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Yet the most unexpected and peculiar thing that God has done had to have been sending His own Son to die for us sinners. Following our text, Jesus would send the disciples out even more later to the Gentiles and the Samaritans as well. But after that, He would be betrayed by Judas Iscariot. He would be put before governors and leaders of the people. He would be falsely accused, and He would be led away carrying His own cross. He would be nailed to that cross, and He would suffer hell itself, separation from God the Father in your place for you. Jesus, our God and our Master, suffered in this world. Is it any wonder that we, and especially pastors, should also suffer here? Not if we look at the next words of our text. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given you in that hour. These are the words that Jesus gave to His disciples when He sent them out. But they also apply to pastors, especially these verses we are now focusing on. All Christianity has been sent out to proclaim the mercies of God found in Jesus' death and resurrection, but the estate of the world has not changed. It is not that once Jesus went and ascended back into heaven that the world automatically became sinless. There is still sin, and it is still aggressive toward the church as wolves toward sheep. These days, it is entirely possible for Christians or their pastors to be taken to trial for their faith and the proclamation of the word. Yet Jesus promises that He will give us what needs to be said at those times. To many, the idea of becoming a pastor or having pastors sent out may seem like a crazy idea. It may seem like it would be wiser for us to hide. But by the mercies of God found in Christ Jesus our Lord, His death and resurrection in our place for our sins, we find that we are moved by the Spirit to trust God as our Father. By those same mercies, it becomes pure joy to be able to go and proclaim to others that same good news that we celebrate, the forgiveness of our sins and the forgiveness of their sins by Jesus Christ. The gospel is, of course, pure joy, and yet the sharing of it may not sound like joy in some cases. And yet it is. And we will hear more about that next weekend. In the meantime, by the mercies found in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send out laborers into his harvest. The field is ripe. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.